Welcome back to The Bottom Line with Jacqueline Sheldon. It's Tax Tip Tuesday. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hello, Tom.
Jacqueline, my business is about a year old. When do I become an S-Corp? Should I become an S-Corp?
Well, Tom, choice of entity for a small business dictates a lot of different things. It not only dictates your liability protection that you may have as a business owner, but it also dictates your tax status. It determines what tax forms you have to file, what tax deductions you can take, when taxes are due, whether you have to do payroll for yourself. There's a lot that goes into entity selection. And for S corporations specifically, because you have to have payroll for yourself and there's some additional costs and payroll processing costs, there's a separate tax return. So there's some costs associated with being an S corporation that you kind of have to take into play. So normally I tell my clients, you know, if your net profit after expenses is $65,000 or more, then you may want to start looking at the potential of choosing that S corporation election. If it's less than that, then the tax benefit may not be enough to offset those additional costs that we discussed. So that's a pretty good benchmark. Of course, every person is different, so you definitely want to discuss this with your tax advisor to find out if S corporation status is the best choice for your small business.